Shalom to all. Today's up is Chol Nav Mem Gimel. We're signing the last one on the top line, and today's up is sponsored by the Nishmas Marsh Mem Sarbas Yaakov Moshe Hernish Shama should have an Aliyah. So we continue talking about Treifas. At the end of the previous daf, we had somewhat of a categorization of the Treifas, specifically in regards to Nekuva. That even though we mentioned all different types of Nekuva, this is punctured, that is punctured, and that's a Treifa. Those were all condensed into one in the Shita of Tanu Rebbe Shmuel. So now the Gemara continues with this. Amar Ula. Ula tells us Shmoyim Mina Treifas Nemloy Moshe B'Sinai. There were 8 different categories of Treifas that were set to Moshe Rabbeinu at our Sinai. Nekuva, that's when it has a hole in it. Upsuka, if it's cut. Netula, if it was taken out or removed. Vechasura, if it's missing a piece. Karua, if it's torn. Drusa, it's clawed by an animal. Nefula, if it fell down. Ushvura, and broken. Now, the reason why Ula Dafka mentioned 8 is Lafuka Lakusa Drachsh Barpaba, to exclude Lakusa, which is specifically referring to a kidney. The Rachsh Barpaba had said previously that if there's a problem with the kidney, it has a disease of some sort, that's a trefa. Ula holds, that's not so. Now, Armachi Barava, it's really Armachi Barav. Shmoyin Trefas Yesh Benekuva, there's 8 different types of Nekuva. Imtime rotation, if you're going to say there's really 9, that's not so, because Mara, Rabbi Yosef Yehuda Katani law, that which we had in Mishnah, Mara, that if the gallbladder had a hole in it, that's a trefa, that's really Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, and I disagree. The Tanya, where Braza tells us, Nikva Keva, Nikva Dakim, trefa. If the Keva, which is the first stomach, that had a hole in it, or the Dakim, the intestines, they had a hole, that's a trefa. Rabbi Yosef Yehuda Omer, Af Nikva Mara, even if the Mara, the gallbladder had a hole in it, that's also a problem, but again, I, Rabbi Chiya Bar Rav, disagree with that. So now we continue discussing this memory of Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, says the Gemara, on Rabbi Yitzchak Rabbi Yosef, on Rabbi Yochanan, Halacha Rabbi Yosef Yehuda. So we have a memra that the halacha is like Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, that if the mara, the gallbladder, has a hole in it, that's a trefa. Now we have some more memras from Rabbi Yitzchak Rabbi Yosef, from Rabbi Yitzchak Rabbi Yosef, from Rabbi Yochanan, my adur lechavri Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. One of the friends, the colleagues of Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, respond to him, explaining their shita, the nikva mara is not a trefa. They quote a pasuk in Eiv that tells us Yishbach l'artz meirasi. Eiv said about all of his tzaros that my mara pours to the ground. Mara over here means the gall that's in the gallbladder that poured to the ground. Now vadayni yakayim, Eiv was still alive. As we see, it's not a trefa because he lived. So Amalan, Rabbi Yosef Yehuda told them, Imaskir Masanisim, we don't mention a nace, that's obviously a nace. And how do we know that? Dilei Tamach, if you don't say that, well then how do we understand another pasuk in Eiv that tells us, Yifal Kil Yosef lo yachmo, that he splits my kidneys and he doesn't have mercy. Mikachai, would he be able to live over there if a person's kidneys split open? Obviously not. Elon Nisashani, when we're talking about a nace, that's totally different. And how do we know this is a nace? Dechsev, the pasuk says, Rak, it really is Ach, Esnafshi Tishmar, you should only guard his life. This refers to the conversation that Hashem had with the Satan, when Hashem gave permission to the Satan to give Eiv a lot of tzaros. So Hashem said, you can do whatever you want to him, just guard his soul, meaning make sure that he doesn't die. And Rashi quotes the Gemara Baal Basra, tells us that this was a tzar greater for the Satan than it was for Eiv. Even though he went through terrible tzaros, the fact that the Satan wasn't able to kill Eiv was, so to speak, harder than all of Eiv's tzaros. Bottom line is, Achanami Nisashani, so to over here regarding the Mara, the fact that Eiv lived, even though he had a hole in his Mara's gallbladder, that's a nace, so there's no raya. Another Mehmar from Rabbi Yosef or Rabbi Yochanan, Halach Yerem Kezayas, the Halach is like the one who says a Kezayas. This has to do with the Kaved, the liver, and later on in the parak we're going to end up bringing a stira between two different members. Armish says the Kaved, the liver was removed and there was nothing left, so it's a trefa. Mashma, if there is something left, even if it's less than a Kezayas, it's not a trefa. Then later on we're going to learn that if the Kaved has a Kezayas, then it's not a trefa. Mashma, that if we have less than a Kezayas of the Kaved left, then it is a trefa, so it seems like a stira. And since we're saying over here, Rabbi Yosef, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, tells us that halacha is according to the man de Amar of Azayas. Ask the Gemara, Mir Rabbi Yochanan, does Rabbi Yochanan really say that? Vamar Rabbi Yochanan, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, halacha kistam mishnah, halacha kistam mishnah. And Utanan, what does our mishnah say? Nital kaved v'loy nishtar men aklom. If the kaved was removed and there's nothing left of it, then it's a trefa. Mashma hanishtayer, that if there is something left kasher, then it is kosher. Afagav d'loy avakizayas, even it's not a kizayas, and that's a stam mishnah. If there's no tana whose name is attributed to it, so Rabbi Yochanan say not like it. Answers the Gemara, you're right. Amar Rainin, Rabbi Yochanan, it's machlekas amirayim what Rabbi Yochanan held. Another memra, and over here the girsa is not di Amar, rather the Amar, Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Yosef, Amar, Rabbi Yochanan, Marsha Nikva, if the Mar, the gallbladder, had a hole in it, V'kavet Susamta, but the liver is plugging it up, because the liver rests tightly against the Mar, against the gallbladder, so if that's where the hole was, right where the liver is, so it's pressing up against it, closing it, Kshera, it's Kusher. And the last member of Amar, Yitzchak, Rabbi Yosef, Amar, Rabbi Yochanan, Nikav, a Kurkabon, V'kis, Shalai, Kayam, Kusher. If the Kurkabon of a bird had a hole in it, but the kiss, the pouch, is Kayam, meaning it doesn't have a hole, so it's Kusher. Now we're going to be learning about birds later on. However, since we bring up this member, we're just going to mention it briefly. A bird eats food. It goes down the food pipe, the vesha, the esophagus, into what's called the zefek, the crop. That's where the food is stored. Then it moves its way into the kurkabon, which is translated as gizzard, and that actually crushes up the food, moving it further on into the intestines. So if the outer part of the kurkabon had a hole in it, but the kiss, the actual pouch, which is the inner part, that didn't have a hole, so it's kosher. It discusses greater length. By the way, that's the following question. Nikava kiss of a kurkabon kayam, my, what about if the inner part had a hole, but the outer part was whole, meaning it was whole, it did not have a puncture, so what's it done over there? Tashma, the Amram Nachman says, Nikav zeh b'loy zeh, kosher. If this one had a hole without that one, it's kosher. kosher, meaning if the hole didn't go all the way through, it's not a problem. The Gemara continues something similar. Amar Rava, according to some, Amar Rabba, Shnei Aris Yesh Leveshet. The Veshet, the esophagus, it has two iris. Now, even though ur is usually translated either as hide or as skin, over here it means that the Veshet has two layers. It's basically one tube inside the other. Chitzain Adam, Upnimi Lavon, the outer one is red and the inner one is white. The outer one is red because it's basically the muscle, which is red, and the inner one is the smooth tube that the food just slides down. And Nikav Zebulizeh, if one of them had a hole and the other one didn't, Sheretz Kosher. Asking Mar Lemelim, remember Chitzain Adam, Upnimi Lavon, why do I have to say that the outer one is red and the inner one is white? What does it make a difference? The answer is the Chalif Trefa, because if we find the bird that it's the other way around, where the inner tube of the Veshet is red and the outer is white, so it's a Trefa. Now, by the way, that's a fun question. Nikvu Shnehem Zeh Shalai Keneged Zeh Mahu. Let's say both layers of the Veshet had a hole in it, but it was Eshalai Keneged Zeh. Let's say the hole on the outside was on the upper third and the hole on the inside was on the lower third. What's the din over there? So, Amar Zotcha Shmeidra Papa, he answers, Beveshet Kosher, Bekurkavon Pasol. If it was in the Veshet, like we just described, it's Kosher, but by the Kurkavon, it's Pasol. Meaning, if the Kurkavon has two holes, one over here, one over there, and one over here on the inside, one over there on the outside, it's Pasol. And that's because we said that the Kurkavon is where the food is ground up. So, since the food goes in there and stays for a while, some of it is going to get pushed through the inner hole and eventually make its way in between these two layers of the Kurkavon and come out through the outer hole. So, even though these two holes are not lined up next to each other by the bird, by the Kurkavon, it's still considered like the hole goes through and through. As opposed to by the Veshet, since the food is not stored in it, it just slides right down into the stomach if the holes are not lined up with each other, so that's not a problem. Harmasko Rashi asks as follows, Adrab, it should be the opposite. Veshet de achlebe upayabe, the Veshet, which it eats with, that's the tube that the food goes down, as we just mentioned, and it also makes noise with it. Paya means to call out. Now, even though really the noise comes out the kana, the trachea, still the trachea and the kana are connected with each other. The bottom line of saying this is as follows, Ravach gamdole upashtole, it expands, it contracts and stretches it, meaning the muscle of the Veshet is always being pulled and pushed and moving. So zimnin demahandazin bahadi adadi, sometimes these two holes are going to end up being aligned with each other, and therefore it's considered like the hole goes through and through the Veshet. However, kurkavon demeinachnayach, the kurkavon, which just stays as is, kidakoyakoy, it remains as it always is, and the two holes are never going to be aligned with each other, so it should actually be the opposite, that if we have two non-aligned holes in the kurkavon, it should be okay, whereas by a Veshet, it should be a trefa. And actually, Amar of Acha, Breder of Yosef, Ravashi, Hachi Amrin, Meshmed Mar Zutra, to Amr Meshmed Rav Papa Kavasech, this is what we say, name Mar Zutra, who quoted Rav Papa, just like what you say, that two non-aligned holes in the Kurkavon is okay, but by Veshet, it's a trefa. Another member of Amar Rabba Rabba says, Krom Sha'ala Machmas Maka, Beveshet, Einoi Krom, a Krom, which over here is translated as a scab. If that developed on the Veshet because of a Maka, there was a wound there, it's not considered a scab, even if it's very thick, that's because it's eventually going to fall off, it's not going to stay there, and so it's still considered like it has a hole. Va'amar Rabba, another member from Rabba, Veshet ain't libidikim b'chutz el b'fnim. The Veshet is not able to be checked from the outside. It has to be checked from the inside. And we actually mentioned this in an earlier Gemara. Ask the Gemara, my nafkamina. Practically, what's a nafkamina if it's only able to be checked on the inside and not from the outside? The answer is, mem gemoy based on top. La suffik drusa. If it's a suffik, whether or not it was a drusa, meaning if it was clawed by a wild animal or a bird, and so we don't know if there was this poison injected by the claws, which is able to be seen. If there's a redness there, so you can only check the Veshet from the inside, because as we had just said before, the outer layer of the Veshet is red. So you can't see if there's a redness because of the poison from the claws on the red part of the Veshet. You would have to check it from the inside. Now, once we mention this concept of Suffolk Drusa, the Gemara continues. Hayi Suffolk Drusa da Sala Kameh de Rabba. There was a case of Suffolk Drusa that came in front of Rabba. Now, how would we have a case of Suffolk Drusa? So Rashi brings from later on in the Gemara that let's say there was a lion in the barn where the cows were, and the cows are mooing, making noise, but the lion's not saying anything. It's not roaring, it's not doing anything. So there's a Suffolk, we're not so sure. Maybe it was Dyrus, maybe it clawed one of the animals. So there's a case of Suffolk Drusa that came in front of Rabba. Avakampatically, Rabba Leveshet Mavroi. Rabba was checking the Veshet of the animal from the outside. So Amalei Abayabai asked him, Vahamar hu da'amar, you yourself said, Veshet ein lebedika elam bifnim. The only way to check the Veshet is from the inside. So Abchei Rabba Ubadke, Rabba turned it inside out and checked it over there. And Vishtakhale Trey Korte Dama, two red spots. You know, literally translated this means two red blood spots were found. It's Lavdafka blood. It's just two red spots were found. And so with Tafra, he said it's a Trefa. Now, obviously, we have this big question mark. If Rabba himself said it, why did he check it differently? Why did Abaye have to point it out to him? The answer is, he did it bedafka. Rabba nami l'chadu de l'abayhu d'abay. Rabba did this just to sharpen Abaye. He specifically checked it the wrong way so that he can make sure that Abaye was on his game, and Abaye did catch it. He said, Rabba, what's going on over here? So Rabba says, aha, you're a good Talmud, and he checked it properly. We discussed another case of a safek. Amar Uli tells us, yashav l'kaitz beveshet, if there was a kaitz, a thorn, that was yashav, which means it lodged itself in the veshet, in the safek, esophagus and we didn't see any simani trefa, we didn't see any holes on the outside, ain chashin shema hivri, wouldn't have to be chashesh that maybe there was a hole and it healed and it's perfectly fine. Now we're going to ask a number of questions on this. Ula ula, according to ula, maishlam yisafik druso, why is this any different than safik druso, where we just said before that we do have to check the animal to make sure there wasn't a druso. Over here, when there's a thorn in the veshet, we don't have to check it and we say there's no problem. The answer is, because ula ain chashin safik druso, ula holds that we're not chashesh for safik druso and we actually don't have to check it. Another question, what's the difference of the case where we have two pieces of meat? One of them is chilev, which is forbidden fat. Another one is shuman, it's mutter fat. A person ate one of them. He doesn't know which one it was, so he has to bring an asham taloi because maybe he ate the chilev. Over here, we see that we're besafik, that maybe he was over an esser. It should be the same thing when there's a kites in the veshet. We should be chayshish that maybe there's a hole there. So the answer is, hasam is chazak yisura. In that case of chilev, as he's chazak yisura, there was a for sure isser over here. We're just not so sure if he ate that isser piece, but there for sure was a piece that was usser, and that's why we're chayshish, as opposed to in the case of the kites inside the veshet, there wasn't for sure a problem in the first place. Another question, what about shechting with a knife that before the shechita was perfectly fine, but then afterwards they discover that there was a pegima, there was a nick on the knife? Over there we have a chashash that maybe the animal's in a vela. The answer is, hasam is yalu reyasa b'sakin. Over there, there was reyasa, this big question mark that came up on the knife afterwards. So here, even though the reyasa wasn't there beforehand, so it's not ischazik yisura, but still, we see in front of us that there's definitely a big question mark because the knife is possible now. It has a nick, as opposed to, again, in the case of the kites and the veshet, there isn't for sure an isur, not beforehand, and not even now. Asking more another question, why is it any different than when we have a suffik toma in Rosh Hashanah Yachid in a private domain that we always treat that suffik as tome? It should be the same thing over here, that we have a kites in the veshet. But suffik, we should say that maybe there's a problem. The answer is, well, tamech, according to what you're saying, you're comparing it to suffik toma, nidamil suffik toma Rosh Hashanah Rabim, why not compare it to suffik toma Rosh Hashanah Rabim to sveka tahar? That we know that when there's a suffik toma Rosh Hashanah Rabim, we say that that's tahar. So why are you comparing it to suffik toma Rosh Hashanah Yachid, which is tome, compared to suffik toma Rosh Hashanah Rabim, which is tahar? The answer is, al rather, we have to explain that hasam milsa gemir la misaita. Over there, when we're talking about suffik toma, it's simply learned from saita. There's a second that we darshin that suffik toma Rosh Hashanah Yachid is tome, Rosh Hashanah Rabim is tahar. That's learned from saita, and that has nothing to do with our case over here. We continue to discuss this. Yosef humi rabban kamid rav kahana. When the rabban was sitting from rav kahana, Yosef kamar, he was sitting and saying that nimtzeis itmar. This whole memor from ula regarding a kites in the veshet is only in a case of nimtzeis, where they found a kites in the veshet, and over there there's no chashash. Avol yashav chayshinon, but if it was yashav, if it was lodged inside the veshet, so then we actually do have to be chayshesh that there was a hole made in it. Amar Rav Kahana told them, meaning his talmidim, don't listen to him, don't listen to that hahume rabbanon, that rabbanon that said that, because yashav itmar. When Ula said this, he stated it in regards to yashav, that it was lodged inside the veshet. Avol nimtzeis, but if it was just found in the veshet, Ula doesn't even need to mention that at all. Why not? The kulu cheve b'ryasa kaitzi achlan. All the animals that graze out in the fields, b'ryasa refers to outside in the meadows and the forests and the pastures, they all eat thorns. So at some point in time, there's going to be a thorn, which is nimtzeis, which is found in the veshet. And we don't say they're all suffik trefus. And so don't listen to their abundant that says nimtzeis. It's only in regards to yashav that Ula said his din. Now it's a totally different discussion. Itmar was stated as follows. Tur batz haveshet. What about the tur batz haveshet? The veshet itself is the esophagus. That's the main tube. What we're discussing over here, though, is the turbats. That's a place where the veshet is connected to the lower jaw. So let's say that it has a hole in it, it's punctured. Rav Amar, he says, b'mashahu. If it has even the tiniest puncture, that makes it a trefa. Whereas Shmuel Amar, he says, b'rubai, majority of it has to be punctured, meaning the majority of the circumference, and only then it's a trefa. Now we explain this. Rav Amar, mashahu. Rav says, just a mashahu. That's because makam shchitahu. This is considered a kosher place to shech the animal, the turbats haveshet, and so it's no different than the veshet itself. And as we said in the Mishnah, if the veshet is menukav, if it has a hole in it, even b'mashuhu, that's a trefa. Same thing with turbat zaveshet, if it has a little hole, it's a trefa. Now, just important to point out over here that the turbat zaveshet is very high up on the neck, as we had explained just before. That's where it's connected to the lower jaw. Now, earlier in the Masechta, we learned about the isser of hagrama, of going out of bounds, shechting too high on the animal's neck. So, according to Rav, that isser of hagrama is only by the kone, by the trachea, but not by the veshet. And so the veshet could be shechted really high up. Now, the Gemara continues, the Shmuel, Shmuel says, berubai, the reason why turbat zaveshet has to be menukev, berubai, the majority of it, in order to say it's a trefa, that's because lav makam shchitahu. That's not a place where you're allowed to shech the animal anyway, so therefore only if it's menukev, berubai, is that a problem. Now, further defining this, heinu turbat zaveshet, what exactly is a turbat zaveshet? At what point in the veshet do we say this is the turbat zaveshet, or it's the regular veshet? So we're going to have two different shitas. Amar mari bar amar ukva amar Shmuel, kol shechayt chay, if it's cut over there, umarchiv, and that area is going to expand, zehu turbat zaveshet, that's a turbat zaveshet. Whereas chayt chay, if he cuts it and the whole stays as it is, zeh veshet atzmoi, that's the veshet itself. Now, in order to understand this and the next shita as well, let's further clarify. The veshet has three different parts to it. The main part of the veshet is very soft, and as we're going to see in a moment, when it's cut, the skin actually contracts over the hole, so it's going to make the hole smaller. Then as it rises in the neck, getting closer to the head, it's very solid, so when it's cut, the hole is just going to stay as is. It's not going to change. That's what we just mentioned over here. Then as it gets to a place where it's connected to the lower jaw, it's very hard, and there's actually pressure inside of it, pushing it somewhat outside, so the moment that it's cut, that hole is going to expand a little bit, as we had just mentioned. So Mari Bar Mar Ukva just said in the name of Shmuel that if he's going to cut it and it expands, that's Torbetz HaVeshet, but if it stays as is, that's the Veshet itself. However, Amul Rav Papi, Rav Papi told them, Mar Lo Amar Hachi, Mar didn't say that. Now Manu, who's this Mar, Rav Bibi Bar Abaye, rather what he say, Ela, Kol Shechotcha Ve'omim Koymoi Zeh Torbetz HaVeshet, if he cuts it and it remains as is, that's a Torbetz HaVeshet, Ela Ezu Veshet Atzmoi, what's the Veshet itself? Kol Shechotcha Ve'chavit, that's if he cuts it and it contracts, it closes up a little bit, that's the Veshet. Now another Shita, Yona Amar Ze'ira, Mavlata, that's where it swallows from Lashon of Boileya, meaning at the top, very close to the opening. That's what Torbetz HaVeshet is. And the Kama, how long is this? So Amar Rav Avya, Pachas Misarta V'Adav Mechitza, less than the length of a piece of barley, but a little bit more than the length of a piece of wheat. So it's really quite small. We can deal with a story. Ha'utayr, there was an ox, Dahavl Bnei Rav Ukva, that was owned by the sons of Rav Ukva, Daschol Be'Shchita B'Torbetz HaVeshet, V'Gamar B'Veshet. That the Shchita was started in the Torbetz HaVeshet, just a tiny little cut was made over there, but then they continued the vast majority of the Shchita in the Veshet itself. Now we know, based off of our shitas, that it should be kasher mamonav shach. Lefi Rav, this is a kasher pelisir shchita anyway, so it's perfectly fine. And it was completely shachlin in the Torbetz HaVeshet, so making that small cut in the Torbetz and then finishing in the Veshet doesn't make a difference. Whereas Lefi Shmuel, even though the Torbetz HaVeshet is not a kasher pelisir shachtit, that's fine. He made a tiny little cut there, which is not a psul, because as Shmuel had told us, it's only if Rav is cut then it's a psul. So he made a tiny little cut in the Torbetz HaVeshet and then did 99% of the shchita in the Veshet, so everything's fine. However, Amar Rava, Rava tells us, Ramina Alei I'm going to put the chumers of Rav and Shmuel on this and say that it's treif. How does this work out? Chumer de Rav, we're going to say the chumers of Rav, the Amar Rav, Rav had said b'mashu, that even the tiniest hole in the Torbetz HaVeshet is a treifa, and here we have a tiny little hole. Now, if you're going to say, b'vamar Rav, Rav had said, makam shchitu, that this is a proper place for shchita, as we just explained. So, k'shmuel, I'm going to now go with Shmuel, says Rava, the Amar Lav makam shchita hu, that says that it's not the makam shchita. And then if you're going to respond that ish Shmuel, but if you're going to go with Shmuel, Amar Berubai, he says that only if the Rav of Torbetz HaVeshet has a hole in it, it's a problem. So then, I'm going to go l'chomra, kirav, d'amar b'mashu, who says that even just a whole b'mashu is a problem. So if you take both chomras, it turns out this animal's a treifa. Now, Galgamel, so this matter rolled from one place to another. Matayla kamed Rav Abba, it came in front of Rav Abba, and Amarlu, he told them, meaning he told the people, told him the situation, Taira, bein l'rav, bein l'shmul, shari. As we had explained, this ox, both according to Rav and Shmuel, is mutter, it's kosher. Zilu imrule, libraid Rabbi Yosef bar Chama, go tell the son of Rabbi Yosef bar Chama, which is Rava, d'l'shalom d'mei Taira l'mare, that he has to pay the value of the ox to the owner. Now, this is talking about where the animal is already given to the dogs, so it's not here anymore. If it wasn't, if they put it in the fridge waiting for Rav to paskin, so even though Rav paskin incorrectly, it doesn't make a difference. It's not like he should pay anything. There was no loss of money. Take the ox out of the fridge and eat it. So again, it must be that it was already fed to the dogs, and that's where Rav Abba said that they should tell Rav that he has to pay for it. Now, we're going to stop it for the day, but pick up tomorrow, continuing with this story. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.